You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Just a little old man. Lord, help me to be what you want me to be and all that I can. Won't you show me the stairway I have to climb? Oh Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I need to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. You're my refuge, and I won't be ashamed. For at Calvary, you hung on that tree because you love me. By your Holy Spirit, renewing my mind. For your sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I need to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day. So much. Thank Miss Lynn for singing with me.
All right, very good. One day at a time. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Just any of them are good. If you don't have a Bible and like to have one, we will furnish you one. Just lift your hand and we'll get you a Bible. Let me say this, and we still got, okay. If you don't have a Bible, would you just keep this one as a gift from the rec room to you? We'd like for you to have it. Now, if you've got one back at your home or at your room or whatever, then if you'll turn this one back in on that back table back yonder, don't leave it where you're sitting, but just on that back table, then we'll reuse them and recycle them. But if you don't have one, then let that be a gift from us. Proverbs chapter 14. I never thought I'd see the day in which we're living. I never had the idea that America would go to the depths. She's gone. I figured that one day she would, but that would be when my grandkids were grown. I don't know if my great-grandkids will make it. I don't know if they'll ever make it to grown. I never dreamed that such highly educated people would make such stupid decisions. I've never seen things that are just... It's like somebody saying that if you threw a ball up there, it's not going to come down. It's just that... But I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. And it says, there is a way that which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Turn with me a page to Proverbs 16, verse 25, which says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God put it in Proverbs two times. Anytime God said something two times, he said it for emphasis. And he said, there's a way that seemeth right. Man thinks he's right, and he's totally wrong. I want to talk to you tonight about it. It may seem right, but it's wrong. And this is why Jesus said in Matthew 24, when they asked him about the end time, Jesus said, let no man deceive you. This is Satan's game, is deception. He deceives us. He lies to us. Jesus said, don't let anybody deceive you. Have some snap about you. Have some smarts about you. Most of us in our lives, and many of you, we just want to be cool. Well, then be cool and learn something. Guy told me one time, Leland, don't be a leader of idiots. Because I was hanging around with a bunch of idiots, and I was one of them. They get away from them. Every time that somebody kills somebody in our nation with a pistol or a gun, we have all of these brilliant people wanting to ban guns. I think I asked this question last week. What in the world is an assault weapon? You know, every weapon I know, somebody can assault you with it. Well, what do you mean that's an assault weapon? And that is, by the way, Timothy McVeigh, and you're familiar with this because it happened in your lifetime, Timothy McVeigh blew up a federal building in Oklahoma City without a gun. You know what he used? Fertilizer. Y'all know what fertilizer is? Yeah. Hey, man, get out of that cow lot. You're stepping in my assault weapon. Got it all over my shoes. Did you know that even in the Bible, they put a ban on swords and wouldn't let the Israelite people have swords? Only two people in all Israel had a sword. That was Saul and his son Jonathan. It was Hitler who said that you have to get the people's weapons. I didn't know about this. And somebody told me about this, and I said, I don't know if that's true or not. So I went to the internet. In 1982, Kennesaw, Georgia. Kennesaw, Georgia is a town. Last year, or 2010, there's 2010, their census was 29,000 plus people, not quite 30,000 people. They are a suburb of Atlanta. They live in that great Atlanta area. They have the largest school system in the state. They are very high rated school system. In 1982, they passed a law that every citizen had to get a gun. It's true. Not only did he have to get one, he had to get ammunition with it, which makes sense. And then he had to learn how to use it. That is still in effect in Kennesaw, Georgia. Now, let me tell you what. From 1982 to 2009, that's 27 years, they had one murder. They're the safest town in the United States. The reason they did this was because some of them old redneck Georgia people. There was another town in Georgia in 1982 that decided to put a ban on all handguns. And they, in turn, did it right the opposite. Guess who's got the best record? Guess who's got the less crime record? Kennesaw, Georgia. You can go to the internet and just Google in Kennesaw, Georgia, and they're still talking about it. They will tell you about it right there. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. The same group that's wanting to ban guns are the ones trying to ban the Ten Commandments. Now, think how much sense this makes. Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill. And by the way, Jesus Christ defined that for us in Matthew when he said that to kill meant murder. Thou shalt not murder. They don't want the Ten Commandments. I wonder why some of these the people going to school, they're taking the Ten Commandments out of school and then wonder why we have shootings in them. Let me say something else. In my lifetime, I was telling my granddaughter this. She looked at me as if she thought I'd really lost it this time. But when I was in high school, you could take your gun to school and everybody wanted to come out and look at it. And you know what? I never knew if anybody got shot at school. The ag teacher would come out and aim it. Shop teacher would come out. Coach would come out. Principal would come out. Look at your gun. Man, we got a new one. All the pickups had guns, racks. We had no problem. We had a sheriff's race in our town. And this guy run for nobody. Everybody wondered why he run for sheriff, because nobody liked him. And he got like about 30 votes in the whole town. Next day, he come to town wearing two pistols. One guy jumped and he said, you didn't win the sheriff's race. Why you got them holsters and pistols on for? He said, a man that's got no more friends than I do needs to be armed. There's a way that seemeth right in a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We keep getting it all in reverse and mixed up. Drunk driving killed 68 people a day in the United States. 68 a day. That's over three times as many that was killed in the Connecticut school. And nobody says we've got to do away with alcohol. All them old whiskey-drinking senators sitting up there talking about banning guns, not about to ban this. Now, if it's drugs, they may get against that because they'd rather have, but they're not going to touch that. And nobody says, hey, look, and we're killing a lot more people. That's 68 a day. Multiply that by 365 a day. They're also, over and above that, there are 93 auto deaths every day caused by just cars. Not all car deaths are caused by drinking. 93, that's nearly 100 a day. Nobody talks about banning cars when they're not about to do that. They have forest fires out there in California. Nobody comes up and says, I move we get rid of matches. There's a way that seemeth right in a man. But the ends thereof are the ways of death. We're killing ourselves. We're ruining ourselves. Let me talk to you about this one. There are 3,000 babies killed every day by abortion. 3,000. And what is the government doing? Promoting abortion. Don't go to the school and say, we feel your pain, when you're promoting killing babies. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways that... And I'm going to tell you, folks, from our senators to the doctors on down, to the mother or the old boy that paid for it, will one day stand before God Almighty as a murderer. Just the way it is. Telling you. Our government endorses it and then helps finance it. AIDS kills 71 people a day. And we're setting up our sanctioning queers and sodomy, promoting AIDS. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with our thinking? There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. I just learned this today on the computer, but one out of every four teenagers, girls, one out of every four teenage girls has a sexually transmitted disease. One out of four. You say, well, that's not that much, no dust. I don't know what it is. All I'm telling you, that's too many. If it's in Kenya, it's too many. If it's in Mexico, it's too many. But this is in the world, one out of every four. Something is wrong. And I'll tell you, and a bunch of it starts with the parents. Parents are still having kids. They just quit raising them about two generations ago. And they've got them off at daycare and let somebody else raise them. The Bible says, for the wife to be keeper at home, not of the home, at home. Best thing that could ever happen to somebody is mama be there when they get out of school. And if you've got to do without a new pair of expensive tennis shoes, that's great. What we've done is we put money above morals all the way across the board. Let me tell you something's getting ready to happen. You mark my word. I'm not a prophet or prophet's son. The Boy Scouts are going to accept gays before the end of this month. They're having a meeting on. They just won a court order that they didn't have to accept gays. Why are they doing a 180 all of a sudden? Because the gay crowd put pressure on their people funding them. And big companies all of a sudden are getting pressure, and so they're stopping funding to the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts will give in because the money means more than those kids. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ways of death. We sold out lock, stock, and barrel. Look at our churches. Coach, I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter. It's way over. If you get to Revelation, you've gone too far. But it's right before the book of Revelation. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. Peter said, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Our churches, and I'm going to tell you what, it started with the churches. We can sit here and talk about the Senate, and we can talk about the Congress, but we got a bunch of mealy mouths, wishy-washy preachers that hadn't got enough guts to stand up and say something, and they will give faster than the congressman will. So I told them the other day, we got over 200 churches in Odessa. And I'm honest with you, I don't know them all. But I know a bunch of them. And if you'd ask me, if you said, Leland, I'm just moving to Odessa, would you give me a name of a good church? I'll give you about five, and then I'm pretty well stuck. When we started this Rickering, I sat in, and I wrote every what I call evangelical pastor. I didn't write Jehovah Witnesses, and I didn't write Seventh-day Adventists, and I didn't write Catholics, but I wrote every evangelical pastor in this town and invited them to come and give a testimony about their church, that what we were trying to do was get people to keep them out of prison, keep them from going back, to give them a way where they could get into the churches. We're not a church. We're not trying to be one. We're trying to feed people to them. I wrote over 100 letters, personal letters. You know how many responded? At that time, I was police chaplain. About 25 of those guys were police chaplain. We had a large police chaplain group. Everybody was on that group was a pastor except me. But we had a luncheon, and at the luncheon, some of them and I knew personally, I jumped them. And you know what they told me? I didn't get the letter. You lying dipstick. You did too. I said, I will send you another. And I did. One guy responded. Somebody said, well, they don't want us because we're ex-inmates. No, they don't want you because you don't have any money and can't pay off the mortgage. That's why they don't want you. If you had $1 million and had been in isolation for the last 6 years, they would welcome you. They'd meet you at the parole office, get you in their church. Whatever, all they're doing is preaching a bunch of self-esteem, feel good, glory, hallelujah, aren't we going to have a great time? Let me tell you, there's a judgment seat of Christ, and the Bible said that we will give an account of the things that we have done, whether it be good or bad. It's going to be an accounting for God's people. We're going to have to stand there. Why won't we just tell people the truth? Why is it? Did you know the churches are going downhill? The crowds are leaving constantly. And the ones that are surviving are using everything in the world but the truth. Turn on them big name preachers and see how many of them talk about hell. See how many of them talk about the blood. See how many of them talk about the cross of Jesus Christ. See about how many of them talk about the virgin birth. See how many of them talk about the resurrection. See how many of them talked about the Word of God, the Bible being the Word of God. Now you can have a happy day. Now if you'll just do this, you'll just feel good all day long. You can be a winner. Yeah. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, love thy neighbor has replaced love the Lord thy God in our churches. And we're just doing a bunch of stuff. to look busy. Let me tell you something. America, as you have known it, I don't care how old you are now. We got young people in here. Well, nobody's old as me, but you look older than I do. But I don't care where you are tonight. America, as you've known it, is over. We're not gonna. I've lived in the greatest time, I guess, of America. I was born right after the Depression. I didn't have to go through that. I was born. I was too young for Korea and too old for Vietnam. And my life has been great. It really has. And I think tonight, I think about the church at Laodicea. I'm going to talk about this for long. Been just working with some things on it. God's laid on my heart. But Jesus said to that church, He said, I would that you're cold or hot. And that's where our churches are today. That's where Christians are today. We do a little over here that's good, and then we do something over here that's bad, and now we're just lukewarm. And God said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. What He said, you make me vomit. That's what He's telling us. But He said this. He said, I stand at the door and knock. Isn't that amazing? He said, got to be outside the church. I'll venture to say that Kairos has won more people to Jesus Christ this last year in the prison system in West Texas than the churches in Odessa have had this year. I'm going to tell you. Every problem facing the world tonight, every problem facing America, every problem facing Odessa, Texas, every problem facing me and you, it can be solved right here in this book. This is the answer. And if we don't get back to this, it's over, people. I don't think that we're going to have a great big outpouring and these great things are going to happen. I don't care what that old silly boy said on 700 Club. We're not going to have this. But I tell you what, you and I as individuals can have it. The rec room can have a revival. This church can have revival. Brother Doug's church can have revival. Any church in this town can have revival if they're willing to pay the price. But you're going to have to buck the tide. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends are of the ways of death. Let me tell you what is life. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That still works. God still in the saving business. He said, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to bow your heads. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody looking around. I want you tonight to look at your heart. Is it where God wants it? Or do you need to do something? If you've never been saved, and you know, that's not something you say, well, I'm not saying, you know, if you're honest with yourself, and if you've never been saved, I want you to come tonight and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's opening the door. He's knocking on your door. He died for you. He rose again for you. He's coming again for you if you let Him. If you're God's child, and you've been teasing yourself. You've been fooling yourself. You've been playing church. And you want to be real. Maybe you just need to come down here by yourself and get down on your knees. Or maybe you need to pray with somebody and allow somebody to pray with you. But you need to get it right tonight. We don't need to be putting it off. We don't need to wait on anything. We need to do it now. Would you stand to your feet? I'm going to pray. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Stand to your feet. Our Father, bless this moment of invitation. Whatever needs to be done, may the people do it. Man, woman, boy or girl, if they need to be saved, we'll have somebody here to tell them how to be saved. Father, if they just need to get their life right, we've got somebody to pray with them. If they need to just come and pray themselves, whatever, we want them to do it now. Father, we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Would you come on the very first verse?
Just as
I am. Without one plea. Come on. You know what God wants you to do. You've wrestled with this before. This is not something new. You put it off. Move from one foot to the other. You try to get it out of your mind. What's God want you to do? Come on. Are you doing what God wants you to do? Just as I am. That's the only way you can come. You don't need to say, well, when I get. Jesus Christ shed His blood for you. Still bowed, eyes still closed. I'm going to ask the Lord to play one verse. And Charles, if I just play, no singing. This is another chance. Will you come? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? What do you need to do? You know. God knows. I don't know. Would you come and do it? So you could leave with that peace. When you finish the verse, just quit. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we don't know what else to say. Lord, I know that there's some here tonight that need to trust You. Father, give them another chance. Father, would You just protect them till they had one more chance? Father, there's some of Your children here that are just wishy-washy. They know it. They're not proud of it. In fact, it bothers them. But for some reason, they just can't gut up and do what they know You want them to do. Father, give them the courage. Give them the strength to do that. We're a needy people. Father, help me that I'll be better at obeying You. Help me that I'll follow You. Help me, Father, to tell the truth when I stand behind this pulpit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
His name is wonderful. You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.